Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Parkinson's disease is a degenerative neurological condition that, over time, causes patients to lose muscle and body control. It can start out as something as simple as a limp, progress to tremors, and can eventually leave a patient entirely incapacitated.
While doctors and hospitals can offer medications, surgery, and physical therapy, some patients are looking for a support group environment with others who see Parkinson's as just one part of their lives. And in one group, they're fighting to stave the disease off with a punching bag.
On this month's Fit for You, Audrey Nowakowski takes us to Rocksteady Boxing in West Allis, where the group of boxers all have Parkinson's and are exercising to improve their lives.
Bionic Woman, Rockin' Rabbi, The Enforcer. These are just some of the names of boxers who meet several times a week at a West Allis gym. What makes this group of fighters unique is that not only are they honing their skills, they're also fighting Parkinson's disease. For this month's Fit for You, I joined a group of fighters for a class at Rocksteady Boxing to learn more. Today's class involved pairing up and moving to different stations for 1 minute at a time. The fighters did everything from hula hoops, jump rope, push-ups, burpees, bouncing medicine balls, and driving their knees into a punching bag.
Okay, here we go. 1 minute. Ready, set, and go!
And of course, we can't forget what they love the most. Punching things. Class participants range in age and physical abilities, but they all come full force in support of one another to fight against Parkinson's. Fast Forward Fitness owner Daryl Jack and Cricket Green join me after class to talk about the program that has changed their lives. Jack starts by explaining the connection between boxing and Parkinson's.
A number of years ago of 60 different sports and determined that boxing by degree of difficulty was the top out of 60 sports. So what we do know as far as Parkinson's is concerned is that forced intense exercise, basically just restating that is exercising beyond a volunteer rate, is sort of the sweet spot for helping stop the progression of Parkinson's in a lot of cases. So that if we know that the boxing training is the most intense form, and we know that forced intense exercise is a boon to people with Parkinson's disease, then we know that the marriage of those two are a good fit.
Can you clarify a little bit what it is to go beyond a volunteer rate?
Absolutely. So basically, a volunteer rate is anything that you do where you sort of feel comfortable, you can hold easy conversation, and you can do that in typically about the point where you want to say, okay, enough is enough, I want to stop, I want to quit. That's where we keep going. That's where we go beyond the volunteer rate.
Can you explain what Parkinson's does to the body and how boxing exercises help to slow that progression?
Yes. So Parkinson's is a neurodegenerative disease where certain dopamine-stimulating cells, producing cells in the brain, in a region of the brain, die off. Once those cells die off, the neurons start to fire erratically, making it very hard or sometimes impossible for a person to direct or control their body functions. That can mean, slowness of movement. It can mean postural instability, which has to deal with balance and coordination. There can often be tremors, I think, which is most times associated with Parkinson's disease. The lowering of the voice. There's a whole host of symptoms that kind of come along with that.
So, Cricket, when did you first get diagnosed with Parkinson's, and what did you know at the time to even be able to deal with the disease or combat it?
I was in my 30s when I was diagnosed, and that's young for a person. And they thought I started limping with my leg. And I went to many doctors, many medications, and had an MRI done, and they told me I had Parkinson's.
What went through your brain at that first diagnosis?
They give you this book and tell you everything you wanted to know about Parkinson's, but they make you feel you're going to be like a vegetable. So it was really scary finding out.
Did you feel like there was much hope to live a quality life or prolong it before you just got this information about an eventual vegetative state?
No.
So when did you first come to this gym to start boxing?
About 16 months ago.
And what have you found that it's done for you since you started the program?
Balance, and you get to act like a little kid and have fun. And the coaches are awesome and wakes you up.
Before coming to boxing, did you have any other group environments with other people who are also dealing with their Parkinson's disease?
No, I was going to go to support groups, but I didn't want to go because they show the worst people in wheelchairs and drooling. And I didn't want to be more depressed.
You mentioned here you can be a little kid. You all can have fun together. So how important is it for you from diagnosis to now to keep exercise as an important part of your life? Was it essential before?
Yeah. I used to be in aerobics and used to walk around gyms and stuff, but now I do this every day. My boxing exercises and my physical therapy, and I ride the bike for 30 minutes every day, and I lift weights.
Excellent. Now, Daryl, what were you doing before you discovered this boxing curriculum for PD, and what drew you to it?
So I've owned Fast Forward Fitness for about 10 years now, and I really specialized in weight loss. So I was predominantly doing that, and just by sort of happenstance, I had a sort of mutual friend of a friend who was diagnosed fairly early on with Parkinson's disease, and I was passed a piece through YouTube about this boxing program that was helping people with Parkinson's disease, and I was instantly drawn to that. I had also been doing, I'd been a certified kickboxing instructor. So I'd been using a lot of those principles, so this had really caught my eye. And within 2 weeks, I was down in Indianapolis getting certified to become certified for Rocksteady Boxing.
Now, the class I just observed, it was so much more than just boxing. In fact, they didn't even put on the gloves until the last portion of the class. So what are you incorporating into your classes, and what does it do for the body for people dealing with Parkinson's?
So basically what you would typically see in a regular fighter's training regimen, somebody who's training to become a professional fighter, you're going to see a lot of those, many of those aspects in what we do on a day-to-day. So we'll work on core exercises. We'll work on footwork, we'll work on hand-eye coordination, speed of movement, all the things you would see in a regular boxer we're taking on, and it's just happens to be people with Parkinson's that are doing these exercises.
So it's never been teaching a boxing class to people with PD, it's simply teaching a boxing class for you.
Absolutely.
With the group camaraderie and people coming together, just like you, Cricket, what do you find that some of your favorite exercises have been that you've been introduced to at Rocksteady?
The hula hoop.
The hula hoop?
Yeah, and the monkey, barrels of monkeys, and jump rope, and hitting the punching bag, and hitting people lightly, gently.
What does it mean to you to have the group here that you see multiple times a week?
Oh, it's awesome. It makes you feel like you're not alone. You're helping other people because you see all kinds of development from severe to not so much, and you complain about it to a person that knows what you're going through. It's hard to tell a person that what we're going through, because you can't tell a person what they can't make you feel it. You can't, if you say I can't get my shoes and socks on, you can't understand that, but it's hard to do.
Having that group and that community here, has it made you view your disease any differently?
Yes, you don't feel so all alone. You have company.
And with this program and these people, I imagine that the curriculum is helping you go beyond what you had. So what have you noticed changed in your body? You mentioned earlier you were once in a wheelchair and had the surgery for correction. But, you know, even mentally, emotionally, how have you felt?
Oh, I crack jokes. I'm funny.
And what else do you do outside of boxing here to keep busy, keep active, stay moving?
Here at the food pantry 4 days a week, and I love it.
And with this gym, Daryl, I'll point this one to you. What's your favorite aspect about teaching this group of people with Parkinson's boxing and having this special energy, this special connection with all of your clients?
There's always this bit of apprehension when people come into this, because most people have never done boxing and they've certainly never seen themselves ever doing boxing. So they come in here with a lot of apprehension, which is normal. But the things that they're able to accomplish and sort of watching people sort of blossom and flourish in this environment. And some people have really been fairly sedentary throughout their lives. And at this stage where they come in with Parkinson's, needing to be a fighter, how they can really step up to the plate and develop as a person. And you quickly come to find out that these are not a bunch of just disabled people, that they're people who are showing up and they're boxing. They are fighters and they're fighting Parkinson's, and they do so tenaciously.
Cricket, what would you say to someone if they are dealing with a PD diagnosis and don't yet have any support groups, any programs like this? What would you say to convince them to get in the door?
I would say you're going to have a ball. The coaches are awesome. And it'll make you feel better. Your balance, if you fall down, you learn to get up off the floor if you're by yourself. And everything else goes with it.
And what is your favorite part about coming here?
The coaches. They're awesome. They help you if you need help, but they don't overhelp you because you want to do it yourself.
And I imagine, Daryl, that's very important, and part of the training of certification is that you are pushing everyone here within their comfort level, but not, of course, without safety.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the most important things, and one of the biggest challenges we face as coaches is getting the opportunity to take somebody from a point where they don't feel that they can do something and challenging it to prove to themselves that they can do it. And for some reason, if they're not able to do it, we kind of help facilitate them and get them to the point where they can take that first baby step to try it out and see if they can do it. And I would say 9.9 times out of 10, everybody's been able to rise to the occasion.
How do you reflect when you see Cricket today compared to when she first came in your door?
It's amazing the difference, and I got to say one of the best parts about Cricket is she's got an amazing sense of humor. We love her so much for that. She's so funny. She hasn't lost that, but she has gained quite a bit as far as her physical attributes. Her balance is a lot better. She's much stronger. Just her being able to get in and out of a chair, seeing quite a big difference in that, which is super important, as you heard her speak on sort of being able to do things on your own and keeping your independence, which is the major goal here.
Cricket, how does it affect your life outside of these doors, having this class?
Well, I can only drive to the food pantry. That's all I drive to. I can't walk that far. I hate to say depressing things. You know, I would rather say be up person. Like the people at the food pantry, I tell them I'm taking boxing, and they, don't hurt me, don't hurt me. And they have different names for me too. I'm Cricket Wireless at the food pantry. Or Ninja Turtle Princess, they call it. So I have a myriad of names.
Well, and I imagine this class here will help you continue to work at the food pantry, continue to have the independence that you're able to have. Because
right. Yeah, right. Yes, I like to tell everybody at the food pantry that I love them and that I'll see them tomorrow. And my boxing friends, too, I love them, and I'll see them at boxing.
All right, here we go. We are!
For Lake Effect, I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
Daryl Jack and Cricket Crean spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about Rock Steady Boxing, a program that helps people combat the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. You can learn more and listen to past Fit for You segments at wuwm.com.